Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug. I just walk with love. Haters just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves, they probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, this we've been under rust. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours for sure. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce to show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice to show us how to take it.
Take it.
All right. Welcome. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Sunday, June the 10th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a barn burner for you today. Today, brothers and sisters, we got to break down something that is very, very important, something that I've learned and learning, and something that I want to share, especially with the members of the life management team. It is so important, brothers and sisters, for you to stop trying to save other people. Now, today's message is a rough message for me today, so I'm going to try to get through it without being emotional and, you know, doing all of the emotional stuff. I'm going to try to get through this message today without that. Today's message is a very difficult message for me today. And so I'm going to need your prayers today on today's message, because no one needs saving. Let me say that again. No one needs saving except yourself. Now, if you're six, then this message really resonates or is very important. But it's very important for everybody, not whether you're six or not. Because what we are doing, what I've learned and uncovered, is that I am addicted to the feeling of false love. Many people are like myself. You are addicted to that feeling of false love. It's interesting how I got into this predicament, going all the way back. If I could go all the way back, but, you know, it would take too long. But when you tap into your true calling and your true nature, your true destiny, it reveals and it removes layers after layers. For every year in the program, it takes about 10 years off of your negative habit pattern. So for every year that I've been really, really, truly engaged and not needing or seeking other people's approval, but needing and seeking mastery of my design, every year of intense therapeutic, spiritual therapeutics that I've been doing on myself, self-analyzation, which is what I teach to everyone else, for every year that I've been doing that full-time, it takes about 10 years off of your program. So in my case, I've had over 40 years worth of programming, really closer to 50. So it took me a good 4 years to work through what I'm sharing with you today. My heart is really heavy today, but at the same time, my heart is really joyful. I had a long talk with my daughter this morning that graduated on Thursday, and I had another long talk with my wife this morning, and we both cried like babies, me more so than her. So what I'm about to share with you today, brothers and sisters, is raw, is real. No fluff. That's why today's message, like all my messages, come with a warning. The most dangerous thing that you can have is a dream. The most dangerous thing that you can have is purpose. The most dangerous thing that you can do is join the life management system full time, balls to the wall, 100%. If you do that, if you do what I am doing, you are going to force yourself to deal with the people-pleasing behavior and your current habit pattern that allows you or keep you chained to the part of you that is satisfied with being unsatisfied. Now, it's really interesting because when someone says something to you, it releases something in you. And if you get attached to that release instead of the internal release, you will follow that release. If someone says something to you, you will continue to, or you will always pursue that. And today I need to tell you to stop trying to save everyone and instead do the work that you are born to do. You must be an original or you're going to die a copy. See, you are capable. You are able. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You know all of this stuff, but yet and still you are unable to detach from your current habit pattern. And see, it's pretty easy to, you know, request that, you know, you help someone else or you pick up a vibe that someone needs help. And it feels good. It feels good if somebody asks you to do something for them and you are in a position to do something for them, whether they ask or not. You know, it feels good to be in that position. It feels good to be trusted. It feels good to be liked. It feels good to be needed. It feels good in a way that it slowly and it surely you find yourself doing good deeds for everyone else. And your diakonia, your destiny, your calling, it gets lost. And you try to keep everybody else happy at the expense of your own happiness, your own destiny, and your own design. And you will find yourself, if you're not careful, like me, you will wake up one day and you'll be 50 years old and you find that you've been living a life and it has been great, but it could have been greater and it surely wasn't your greatest. Now, it's hard because it becomes a trap because, see, you find yourself tied to certain people, to certain places, and to certain things. And then you will find yourself that there's going to be a lot of people that you are tied to, but you are tied to the people and you are tied to their needs. And you never really make any progress in the direction of your own goals, your own desire, your own destiny, because you're always busy fulfilling everybody else's desires and everybody else's destiny. And the problem is you have convinced yourself, Brother Will, that it would be selfish for you to do anything else. And so if you're anything like me, you've tied yourself to people, places, and things. And those people, places, and things, they are good people. They are good things. Everything is great. But it's not your life's work. Now, let me be crystal clear, because you have convinced yourself that it would be selfish for you to do anything else. You know, I already know I did the same thing. And I asked myself today, I was like, Father, I would rather, you know, I don't like disappointing people. I'm a people pleaser. It hurts me when I hurt other people. And so I keep hurting other people because it hurts me. You see, brothers and sisters, I did not realize it, but I see myself as everybody's savior. I see myself as everybody's teacher. I see myself as everybody's guru. That's why I call myself Master Teacher 33. See, I see myself as being strong, knowledgeable, wealthy, healthy, wise. All of this is good. But everyone else, I see them as weak, which is not good. I lied to myself and I convinced myself that everybody around me needed me. And I put all my time and my energy into making sure everybody else was taken care of. I thought about my daughter today, and I was telling her, you know, how a situation that she's in by staying with her mother, who's, you know, in a position not in a position to take care of herself, less than on to take care of her. And I was doing things to set up stuff to take care of my daughter, and my daughter never asked for help, nor does my daughter need help. I did the same thing in my first marriage. I did the same thing in my second marriage. You guys know the story when I met my current wife, and I saw her, and I immediately, you know, brought her a new car. I immediately moved her from, quote unquote, the ghetto, and I moved her over to the nice side of town with the dominant culture, hanging out with, you know, rubbing elbows with people. And she never asked, nor did she need. Not once did she ask me to do anything that I've done. And this morning, my wife told me, "Babe, I love you, but I do not need saving because I'm not lost. I don't need fixing because I'm not broke. I don't need pity because I'm not pitiful." And that was a light bulb moment for me, brothers and sisters, because I've been in a marriage, but was I in a marriage for love or was I in a marriage for care? What keeps you where you are? Are you there because every day your toes are curled and you are in a place of ecstasy and there is enthusiasm? Now, I know every day is not going to be a mountaintop experience, but the place where you are right now, why are you there? Are you there because you think somebody needs you or somebody, you know, can't live without you? Why are you there? See, I made an error in judgment. Now, I did this with the homeless people. You guys know, in our last full-time job I had, I went out there and I was trying to save the world. I went out there and all of the veterans that they could not find, I found them all. And I put them in housing and they all left. And they went back to the street. There was one guy's retirement. I told you guys his retirement ticket was $2,500 a month. Retirement pay. And he was homeless. And he looked me in the eye and he says, "I do not want to be not homeless. I want to be homeless. I do not want your help." And it should have registered then, but it didn't. No one needs saving. So if what you are doing, if you're doing it because you think there's a need out there, you're setting yourself up for failure. Because that's what I did. I went into the area where I thought that there was a need. And now I'm realizing there is no need. Everybody is wealthy. Everybody's healthy. Everybody is wise. Everybody has great connectivity or relationships. There's some people that choose not to exercise or not to engage in their full greatest wealth. There's some people that choose not to be at their highest health by choice. There's somebody that choose not to be and operate in the highest level of wisdom. They choose not to believe truth and facts. They choose not to. There's somebody that choose not to connect and choose not to be, you know, in a great relationship, but it's their choice. And it is not my job, as I found out today. And I found out every day. This is just another level of the onion. I'll peel back another layer next week. But this layer just hurts. This cuts deep. This is difficult. Because it's a dangerous thing to do what I've done, which is to see yourself as being strong, as being a master teacher, and to see everyone else. Because then what happens is you start to think that unless you do it, no one can. And you find yourself attached to people and attached to places and attached to things, and you are there and you make promises because you think no one else can. And that's a lie. It's very dangerous to think that you are the Lone Ranger, and if God doesn't use you, then the whole world is going to fail. You know, in all of the movies, the superhero comes in and he saves the world. And if the superhero fails, the world fails. That is a lie from the pit. If you do that, my brothers, if you do that, my sisters, what you have just done to yourself is you've tied yourself to a person, a place, or a thing in place of your path, your purpose, and your destiny. And you cannot fulfill your path, your purpose, or your destiny because you feel like you're going to let this person, this place, or this thing down. And so you must continue to save. You got to continue to give. You got to pour in more money. You got to pour in more time. And no matter what amount of money and what amount of time that you put into the person, the place, or the thing, the person is there because they want to be there. And you got to be where you are at because you want to be where you are at. And what's important, brothers and sisters, is you have to understand that you got to do it for your past. You got to do it for your person. You got to do it for your place. You got to do it for your position. You cannot do what you are doing because the other person is going to fall down, shrivel up, and die if you are not there. And this ideal that I had that was, again, unconscious, because this is fake love. Fake love is the root of many ruling dispositions. Fake love, fake caring, fake compassion, fake authenticity, fake dependability, fake responsibility is fake. And it's fake because you're not there because you want to be there. You're there because you're a people pleaser. You are there because you are not capable of being alone. Not you, but, you know, people you know. Now, I'm not talking about alone as in alone physically. I'm talking about alone as in purposely, alone with your purpose. See, false love is interesting because every single person on this planet has a role to play. Every single person has a purpose to fulfill. And you should be living your best purpose. You should be living your greatest purpose. Now, many people like myself, they are living a very good or very great life, but not because they are living that life on purpose. They are living that life because they're trying to save a person. They're trying to save a place, or they're trying to save a thing. What you're doing it because you are in a place where you think that you want to save or that you have to save somebody. See, what's happening is we're all getting older. And there comes a place in time where you have to look at, are you going to continue doing what you're doing for likes, for approval? See, I have to realize I don't need everybody's approval. People will approve of you and others will not. So it's not about Facebook likes. See, the trap is that we find ourselves tied to so many people and tied to so many needs that we're never able to make progress in the direction of our own needs and our own desires. And the problem is that we have convinced ourselves that it would be selfish for us to pursue our purpose instead of people. But guess what? There are days when you feel depressed. There are some days when you feel resentment. There are some days when you feel anger. You know why? You know why you're depressed, why you're angry, why you feel overwhelmed, why you feel like I felt this morning? You know why? Because you're trying to push it down. You're trying to push back your purpose. There's going to be times if you do not embrace. Now, this is the hardest thing that I've, other than the last breakthrough that I had, this breakthrough is harder than the last breakthrough. Because, again, I said I wanted to be a millionaire. Nobody said that I did. It's a dangerous thing to make a statement or to make a dream. It's better to settle for mediocrity than it is to pursue greatness. Because if you pursue greatness, if you're a member of the life management system, and if you're a member of the life management team, what you're saying to me and what you're saying to the universe is you want to be the greatest version of yourself. And you're not here to save nobody. You're not here to be a people pleaser. You're not here, again, to actually support other people's dreams and destiny. You're here to break free from your own prison. See, when you join the system, the life management system, what you're saying is that you are no longer on the broad path. Now you're going to be on the right path, your life path. Because now you're going to start doing all the things that take you in the direction of your goal and your destiny. And what happens is the universe is going to start making you very uncomfortable being a people pleaser. And the universe is going to stop releasing the dopamine when you post crap on Facebook. People are going to start following you. The people that you are trying to save, they're going to look you in the eye and they're going to disrespect you. And you will continue to be disrespected by people that don't need saving while you are trying to save them. While people who don't need caring while you are trying to care for them. People who don't need coddling while you are trying to coddle them. You have to break free. You are not everybody's savior, Brother Will. Everybody is capable of saving themselves. I do not, neither do you, you do not need my approval. Let me say that again. You do not need my approval. Let me say that one more time. You do not need my approval. You do not need the Reverend Dr. Bishop approval. You do not need the Pope's approval. You do not need nobody's approval to pursue your destiny. You don't need nobody to review anything that you're doing to pursue your destiny. There are people that are going to approve of you, and there are people that are not. So what? There's people that like me, and there's people that don't. The people that don't like me, I'm spending all my time trying to convince them to like me. I mean, y'all don't understand. My wife set me free this morning when she told me, I don't need saving. I don't need your approval, and you don't need mine. Why are you here? If you are not here for the purpose of what you teach in your classes, then why are you here? Now, let me make sure you understand, brothers and sisters, because this is all I cried and I cried and I cried today. I'm trying not to be emotional right now. Because my wife knew all along. I just was afraid. I was afraid to be open and honest. I was afraid to be authentic. I was afraid to do everything that I teach in my life management system myself. So today I had to do what I teach everybody else to do. And I'm praying for you because nobody can be greater than, quote unquote, their leader. If I did not step up to the plate today, you would not be able to step up to the plate tomorrow. Today's decision was one of the hardest decisions. Because I do these videos knowingly, I order certain things knowingly, I understand it, but you never understand the difficulty, the degree of difficulty. See, intention is free. Anybody can set their intention. Implementation, application, however, requires work. It's not physical, it's mental. Right now, a part of me want to go back in the box. A part of me want to stay comfortable. A part of me want to stay stable and secure. A part of me doesn't want to jump out of a perfectly good airplane to pursue my dream and my destiny of teaching around the world and sharing the life management system with people because it has changed my life. A part of me would rather stay in a box with people who don't see the value in me, the value in my system, and the value in what I do, to stay in a place where I'm not celebrated, I'm not elevated, but I'm just tolerated. A part of me like to be tolerated, man. A part of me doesn't, because it doesn't require no energy. It doesn't require any effort. It doesn't require any effort to dream, but it takes effort to implement that dream. It takes work. You have to let go of people and places and things that you love and you care about in order to pursue your dream. And I'm not talking about no pie in the sky made up Hollywood dream. I'm talking about tapping into your calling and your destiny that God Himself puts inside of you, because that is your best and your greatest life. Sure, you can serve certain people on your path, but that is not while you're on your path. Your purpose is not to serve people. Let me say that again. Now, this is tough, but let me be honest. You have been lied to. Because nobody needs you to serve them. Nobody needs you to save them. Nobody don't even need you to love them. It's when you save and serve and love yourself, that's how you love and you save and serve everybody else. That's why in the Bible, when it says the second is like the first, love your neighbor as yourself. I didn't get it, man. I didn't get it. I thought I was supposed to love other people. That's what everybody told me. It was selfish, man. So I thought it was selfish for me to be happy. I thought it was selfish for me to fulfill my dream. I remember dream means design. So this morning, my heart is heavy because I hugged my daughter and I cried and I cried and I cried. I hugged my wife and I cried and I cried and I cried. And I loaded up my shit in my car as I drove off. No one needs saving. My wife looked me in the eye and said, babe, I don't need saving. I love you, but I don't need you to save me. I don't need you to take care of me. If you're not here because you love me unconditionally, same shit you tell everybody else, you got to do for yourself. See, I fell in love, brothers and sisters, with that feeling of false love. I fell in love with the feeling of being a master teacher 33, of being needed, being wanted. But that need and that want was fake. Because I was being disrespected. And I was allowing people and places and things to disrespect me in exchange for the dopamine that was released by not being me. See, it is not happiness that is dependent upon anyone or anything other than yourself. See, your path to living your destiny of meaning and fulfillment, it is only achieved when you do your best work and you feel happy doing it and being it. That's love. Love is not trying to save people. I was doing my purpose to serve and to save and to help people. I was not doing my purpose to master and fulfill my destiny until today. Today, my wife set me free. My daughter set me free. And I hope to God that I can say something today to set you free. Stop trying to save everyone else. Every single person on this planet has a role to play. They have a purpose to fulfill. When you are fulfilling your purpose, that is how you are helping other people to fulfill their purpose. Staying and playing small, staying comfortable, staying in a relationship with people that just tolerate you, that they don't see no worth and no value in you. They like hanging, they like you, but you know they don't think what you do is of any value, of any worth. Trying to sell your product and your service to people that you got to beg to pay you, that they don't see no worth. If someone don't see my worth, why am I begging and pleading and trying to get people to join my system? What I know it works is because I've been begging and pleading to save people who do not need nor want to be saved. See, all of this happens because you are living in a fake dopamine world, Brother Will. And the only way to get out is by starting living a life of purpose, not because you are trying to save somebody, but because you are designed to live that way. I am designed to be a didactic teacher. I took my didactic teaching and I said, here you go, please see worth and value in it. And when people did not see worth and value in my ability to be a didactic teacher, I started to use gadgets. And I started to change because I need that dopamine release. I need that approval. I need that attaboy. I need them Facebook likes. I need people to love me. I want people. I want to be needed. I want to be wanted instead of wanting to master my destiny and my purpose. It is my prayer that today that you see the difference, brother, and it doesn't take you. Now, remember, for every year in this system, it shaves off about, what did I say, 5-10 years of programming. So I've been doing this hard, like, for the last 5 years, and I've been shaving off. Every time a year go by, 10 years knocked off. Then 20 years knocked off. Then 30 years knocked off. Then 40 years knocked off. Then 50 years knocked off. It took me 5 years to get to this point. And I got people who've been in the life management system for 4 months, and then they quit. You are trying to override a pattern that you've had since birth, and you think it's going to be done in 3 months, 6 months, a year? You see, we're all getting older, right? We all are getting older. And are you still doing what I was doing just yesterday? Are you still looking for approval from other people? Do you still want somebody to tell you that what you have done is good? Are you still wanting them to praise you? I wrote down on a piece of paper, my wife that I have right now. And I wanted the approval of her mother and her father more than I wanted my purpose. I wanted to go back. I watched the movie Upgrade. And then at the end of the movie, when the guy lost his mind, the computer program, now remember, technology represents demonology. I don't want to ruin it for you, but you have to watch the movie Upgrade. Because if you don't upgrade, spiritually, not technology. Remember, in the movie, they're going to use technology. They put technology into the guy. And because the guy could not master the technology mastered him and possessed his body, and it sent him to, like, the sucking place. And in his mind, everything that happened to him didn't happen, and he settled for a fake world, the dream world, virtual reality, instead of the real world. And that's what many people are doing. Because that's what I did. Now, brothers and sisters, let me be crystal clear because this is extremely, extremely important. It's time to wake up. See, it makes you feel good in the moment. And you get addicted. I got addicted. I got addicted to the feeling of false love. I got addicted to the feeling of false appreciation. I got addicted to the feeling of false value, false worth, false self-esteem. I got addicted. I got addicted to the virtual reality world, a fake. I got addicted to Facebook likes. I got addicted to Instagram checks and LinkedIn. I got addicted. And I asked for something, and the Father says, you got to let go in order to grow. And I'm like, no, Father, I don't, but you understand. I can't let go because I got to save these people. I got to save my wife. You understand? I got to save my daughter. I know she's 18. She got from high school. She got to college. She's doing everything. She's saying, Dad, I'm good. I can order a Uber, Lyft, or whatever to get back and forth to work. I can take care of myself. I'm a big girl. But yeah, but you understand some more. I'm your father. I you know, you need me to protect you. And no, I don't, Dad. I can take care of myself. I'm a big girl. You raised me. You taught me well. You taught me how to look around my surroundings. Don't go in a dark park life by myself. You taught me how to make sure that my phone is on. I got a flashlight. Make sure that I check, you know, I look around, I look up, you taught me everything. You taught me how to be vigilant. You taught me. Let me go. I don't need you to save me. See, you saved that world by being your best self. But you do not do it to save the world. You don't become purposeful so that way you can save people. You become purposeful to save yourself. And it is the process of saving yourself that you save everybody else. That's the message that Jesus Christ brought to the planet. Jesus didn't die to save the world. He died to save himself. And in the process of saving himself, he saved everybody else. So the only way that I can help anybody else is by helping myself. By me being the best version of me, that allows you to be the best version of you. So my wife set me free today by giving me a hug, crying, and telling me, I don't need to be saved. Neither does anybody else. See, I needed my wife's approval. I needed her mother and father's approval. I want to do everything that I've done. I did it because I wanted her to say, honey, that was great. The house, the car, you know, just when I bought, you know, this fancy coach purse, coach watch, everything I'm doing because I need that approval. I need that dopamine release. I want that praise. I want everybody to say, hey, look at Master Teacher 33. Oh, look at Brother Will. Oh, he's a great husband. Oh, he's a great father. See, it makes me feel good in the moment. I'm addicted to that feel-good feeling. That's why I've been doing everything I've been doing. That's why I've been working so hard. That's why I've been driven, because I need approval. I need to be seen. Same shit that I've been battling all my life, just a higher level. Guess what? 5 years from now, I'll be doing the same talk. Except I'll be a millionaire, getting ready to go to be a billionaire, and I'm going to do the same thing. Because it's Groundhog's Day over and over and over again. We're in a loop. We keep cycling. The world is cyclical. Your job, my job, is to help you see your cycle. Not necessarily to get out of it, but to see the cycle. And then be the cycle, not for the dopamine. Be the cycle for the mastery. Now, let me be crystal clear, because what I'm saying is very dangerous if you misunderstand what I'm saying. Because then you get right back into the loop. You got to wake up. See, one day you got to wake up and you got to realize how empty all this is, because you have denied yourself in order to fulfill everybody else. That's what I did. Every day I deny myself. All the things, all of the toe-cutting activities that I really want to do, I can't do them until today. I wasn't able to do certain things because of I had to do certain hoop-jumping activities. And my wife told me today, babe, I love you, but you don't have to go to church with me. Yeah, babe, but if I go to church with you, I get the pat on the back, you are happy, I get the attaboy, I get the praise, I get all of this stuff by doing shit I don't like, but I get approval. I don't like doing it, but it gives me the dopamine release. One day you got to wake up and you have to realize, this is false love. If you got to jump through hoops for somebody's approval, that shit is not real. Your purpose is your approval. By you doing what you've been called and gifted to do, when I do shows, when I do Dear Kinnear reports, to the degree that I help myself is the degree that I can help everybody else. How do I help people? By not helping them, but by helping myself. That's how I help people. By denying myself in order to get approval from somebody else, that's fake. That's not real. Time. You know how much time has gone by? And I'm still not at the place where I'm designed to be. Now, remember, I'm talking about my design. I'm not talking about a dream that I just made up, something that I watched off TV. And I want to be a movie star. You know, I want to be on Dancing with the Stars. I want to be on this, that, the other. No, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about my purpose. All because I got addicted to the feeling that you get when people acknowledge you for saving the world. People want saviors. People don't want response. People don't want to take responsibility for taking responsibility for their own lives. People do not want to take responsibility. They do not want to respond to the ability that is within them. They'd rather you do it for them. And you want to do it for them because you get that dopamine release when they say, thank you for saving me. Instead of being a lifeguard and standing on the shore and somebody starts drowning and you jump in and you save their life, you're on the 6 o'clock news for saving Jim Bob's life from drowning. How about you teach Jim Bob how to swim? See, you don't get no accolades for teaching people how to swim. You get accolades, though, for saving people. See, your job is to live your life on purpose, not on accolades, Brother Will. See, the accolades that you get when you are operating in your own purpose, those are real. The accolades that you get when you're not operating in purpose, those are fake. So when I go to church and I do stuff that I clap and agree to stuff that I know that I don't agree with, but I do it for the accolades, that's fake, Brother Will. But when I teach truth and I get accolades for teaching truth, that's real. You must get your attaboys from being real, not from being fake. If you don't like somebody and you act like you do, that's fake. The accolades that you get when you are in your God-given design that allows you to shine, that's real. That feels better because you know that you are receiving those accolades for being you, for being authentic, and for being real. So when I've been open and I've been honest, from now on, man, I don't know how else to say it other than for the members of the life management team, y'all might want to strap in. Y'all might want to strap in because I'm not being fake anymore. I'm not going to tell you just for you to stay in the program. I'm not going to tell you stuff so that way you can feel good and you can get addicted to feeling good instead of being addicted to being real. Get addicted to being real. Don't get addicted to being fake. See, when people love you while you are on your path, on your purpose, you know that is real love because that is the real you. How can somebody say they love you and they have not seen you? Let me say that again. There's people right now in your life, they say they love you and you are not even you. They love that fake person. They don't love you. The real you haven't even showed up yet. Because you have not finished the program. Now, I don't know what's going to happen. All I know is from today forward, I'm going to be more real. I want to be as real because after I watch Upgrade, I don't want my brain to fracture and to split and I become possessed by the fake me. I want to be possessed by the real me. I want to be authentic. I want to connect with my God-given design. And my God-given design is I'm a truthologist. I'm going to spit the truth. So I'm going to look you in the eye and I'm going to say, no, boo-boo, that is not true. And I'm going to do it with love because I'm a six. But I'm going to tell you, go read this. Go read the Apocrypha of John. And you're going to see that there's a guy in there and his name is Samael. We call him the Cosmic Grator. He created this harmonious arrangement. Now, I know you think the Big G, now the Big G allowed, the Big G gave permission, but the Cosmic Rator was the one that actually going to, so that is the, that's not a truth. So I'm not going to just go along just to get along anymore. No more accolades for being fake. I want my accolades to come from being a truthologist, for being an etymologist, for being a spiritual therapeutic specialist. Okay? Give me praise for that, not for anything else. See, my brothers and sisters, what you do, you have to do because you must do. You are created for growth. You are created to evolve. You are created for expansion. You are designed to live your life according to your purpose, not according to accolades. Doing certain things, doing your job, doing and being, beaming and being, beaming, bonding and being your purpose. That's your work. That's your destiny. That's why you are here on earth. Find that and be, do, and have that. And when you do that, you tap into your anointing. You tap into your calling. You tap into your destiny, your dear Kaneer. You release dunamis power, dunamis power. Then there is a tone in your voice. That tone in your voice, that, my brothers and sisters, when you get praise for being authentic, that's real. See, you help a lot more people when you help yourself. So you can't pat yourself on the back if you are not being yourself, because you have no back, because you're not there. Until you find your purpose, and until you align with your purpose, until you be, and this is an individual, this has nothing to do with your spouse, has nothing to do with your mate, this is you. Until you get to know you, knowing that you have done your life's purpose, the reason why you are on earth, knowing that you are actually connected with your God-given design, that feels really good. You have to deliberate yourself from this negative or the current habit pattern and deliberately attach yourself to the life-sustaining pattern or your destiny or your design. You must live your life according to your design that you are born with, not the one that you develop. And you have to do it because you want to. You can't do it because there's somebody that you want to impress. You can't do it for a girl. You can't do it for a guy. You have to do it because you're designed by God to do it. And when you do it, when you are in your lane, the people that come into you, they see you being you, and they like you for being authentically you. That's a connection. Anybody that you connect with that you don't or that you haven't designed with, that's a false connection. Now, what does that mean? That just simply means that the sooner that you find your purpose, oscillate with your purpose, get in design or get in line with your purpose, then you're eligible for, quote-unquote, a mate, a spouse, or what the scriptures call heteros gamas. Most of us got woman before work or men before work, work meaning destiny, the work. Notice that God gave Adam work before woman, but we got it backwards. Well, let me rephrase that. I had it backwards. I had woman before work. So I had a part of my design. I had none of my design when I met my first wife. I had part of my design when I found my second wife. Now I have all of my design. And that may cost me my second wife. May not. But I cannot longer be the man that she fell in love with, because that man is fake. I did the things that I knew she liked, and she does things that she know I like. Neither one of us are being authentic. Neither one of us are being real. So we had that conversation today that you may have to have if you want to go to the next level. Me, I'm going to the next level. Is it hard? It's painful. It's tough. But guess what? The devil is a liar. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. No one needs saving. So I am no longer trying to save anybody. I'm asking myself one question today, and this is the question I want to leave you with. This is the question I need you to ask yourself today. I said in all of my shows, but now it's real. Because I had to apply it today. That means maybe not today, but you're going to have to apply it too. Are you here because you love being here? Meaning, are you here because you are designed to be here? Are you here because you want to be here? Are you here because you think that you can get something from here? Are you here because, you know, your lust brought you here? Are you here because of fear brought you here? Or are you here because you are designed to be here? I'm designed for truth. I am not designed for tradition. Everybody, when I invite, most of the people I know, they want tradition. They don't want truth. I am not designed for tradition. God didn't wire me that way, man. I wish I was. My life would be a lot easier. I would have been out of compass this shit a long time ago. But I just keep everybody I get with. I get to the point. I say, well, that's not true. You cannot, you know, you can't eat sugar and protein at the same time. The body can assimilate it. You're going to absorb the glucose and the sugar because it's a simple molecule, but the body can absorb the simplest thing first, but it's not going to absorb the protein because it takes the body 7 days for the protein to digest, and pretty much we're not designed to eat protein. So I'm going to tell you the truth. And so I got to vibrate. I got to design with people that see worth and value in the truth. Somebody can see worth and value in tradition. If we were designed to eat everything that each protein, they are designed to eat protein, they got the claws, they got the teeth, they got everything to tear into the protein. I can't go out there and grab a bird and rip it apart with my bare hands and put it in my mouth and just chew it raw without cooking it and all stuff, without adding spices. I don't know nobody that likes meat unless it's seasoned, myself included. You ever just take hamburger meat, just cook it and eat it? No seasoning. Better yet, just take hamburger meat and eat it raw. Can you do that? I don't think so. But can you go outside and pick a plum or pick a peach right off the tree and maybe wash it off with a little water, put it in your mouth and eat it? Can you do that? That's what you're designed. So I'm going to tell you that I'm designed to eat fruits. I'm designed to eat vegetables. I'm not designed to eat protein. Now, I'm not designed to take, you know, for homosexuality. I'm not designed. So I'm going to tell you that. I'm going to tell you. I'm not designed for no man to stick his penis in my butt. I'm not designed. The anus is an exit area. I cannot find biologically nowhere. I can't find it, man. So if you can show me biologically where the anus is designed to put shit in it, then I consider homosexuality. But until then, I got a problem with it. I'm not designed. So I got to be honest. So unfortunately, being and speaking my truth causes problems. So I have to go somewhere where other truthologists are, where other people who speak truth and other people who want truth over tradition. Because I can't find a place where I fit. Everybody wants tradition. Well, everybody, you know, homosexuality has been around since the Greeks, man. Everybody been orgies and all that. Well, we ain't designed for that, bro. Well, who cares, man? It feels good. I feel needed and I feel wanted. And so, therefore, I get a dopamine release by doing it. Well, I want the dopamine release by designing it. I want my dopamine to be released when I am operating and vibrating in my design. And I only want to attract people around me who see my design, see worth and value in the fact that I'm an etymologist. They see worth and value in the fact that I'm a truthologist. They see worth and value in the fact that I'm a master teacher. They see worth and value in the fact that I'm compassionate and I got caring and I'm creative. I want to be around people who want to create, who want to evolve, who want to grow, and they don't see no problem with it. No one needs saving. My wife looked me in the eye today. She said, I don't need you to save me. I don't want you to save me. I don't like the idea that you think that you're better than me, that you can save me. It is my prayer that the revelation that I've already known now has the implementation. Oh, revelation is great. It's awesome. It's off the hizzle for shizzle. Everybody got a dream. Everybody got intention. It's easy. It doesn't cost you a dime to dream. But when it comes time to jump out that plane, when it comes time to take that first step, when it comes time to implement your design, that's when you're going to need the life management system. Not because it can save you, only because it's going to do one thing. It's going to ask you, is your head, your heart, and your gut in it? Are you doing it because you want to please people? You want to stay safe? You want to be comfortable? Fight for your deliberating design. Time is not waiting. Tomorrow is not guaranteed to anybody. Fight for your design. Live your life according to your design. Not because you have to, but because you want to. Be, do, and have the things align with your design because you want to, not because you want the accolades of somebody who's watching you. Do it because that's the way God designed you to do it. Do it because that's what you love to do. When people love you because you are being you, that's when you know that that is real love. So the most important thing for you to do today is to be you. Be original or die a copy. Anybody that does not love you for being you, the true you, not the fake one now, it takes some time to find the true you, but once you find it, let everybody see you. I am a caring, loving, compassionate truthologist that uses etymology to break stuff down spiritually and biologically and scientifically so that way people can operate and vibrate from a place of knowing and not a place of wishing or believing. That is my design. That's who I am being. And it is my prayer that you are being who God has designed you to be. So, brothers and sisters, I want to thank you so much for this show. I do apologize. You know, I did my best to try to keep it above the emotional, you know, stuff. But it was a rough show. It was a rough day. But it was a good show, and it was a good day. Because I don't have to be fake anymore and get fake accolades. I can be real and get real accolades. And you can do the same thing. So, brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth. Because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. Remember, no one needs saving. You save yourself.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Tripping. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug. I just walk with love. Yeah. Haters wanna give me the mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one to hit them with this truth. It's sweeping under rugs. So deal with it yourself. Don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace. And we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours. It's yours. It's yours. So do it for yourself. You the day one. Day one. So do it for yourself. You the day one. Day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours. It's yours. It's yours. So do it for yourself. You the day one. Day one. So do it for yourself. You the day one.
since I'm back up on my grizzly. Used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large. We live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, Captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan.